Matanuska Electric Association is setting its sights on building a gas-powered electrical generation facility near Iklutna. The move comes after last year's plan for a larger coal-fired power plant was shelved. The new project is in the initial stages, and as APRN's Ellen Lockyer reports, it depends on a number of factors, the most important of which is a steady supply of natural gas.
With 53,000 accounts to honor at present, Matanuska Electric Association is working to keep up with the valley's growth. A Matanuska-Susitna Borough ordinance blocked the electric cooperative's plan to build a coal-fired power generation facility within borough boundaries last year, but late last month, MEA signed a memorandum of agreement with Iklutna Corporation for the possible acquisition of 70 acres of Iklutna land to be used as a site for a new natural gas power project. MEA spokeswoman Lorelei Carter.
Now that MEA has shelved the coal plant for a minimum of 5 years, we are moving forward with building a natural gas plant. And this property at Iklutna is 70 acres. It's close to existing transmission lines, and it has a history of supporting power generation. So we are looking forward to using this property for a natural gas plant.
Carter says Iklutna's participation in the project ends with the sale of the land. Jim Arneson, Iklutna's land manager, says Iklutna supports the plan, especially since it has the potential to provide cogeneration for future Iklutna projects. The gas power plant still has a long way to go before it becomes reality. Carter says the next step is site evaluation, like gathering wind and water data and investigating legal restrictions and archaeological sensitivity, but MEA must move forward, she says, because time is running out.
Well, we need to have new generation in place by January 1st of 2015. That's when our all requirements contract with Chugach Electric expires at December 31st of 2014. So we are moving forward as aggressively as we can to determine if the site is going to be appropriate for our natural gas plant, and we will move forward as quickly as we can with construction.
The site is also within municipality of Anchorage boundaries, although the city has not commented on the plan yet. Carter says an existing gas line is already in place near the site, but where the gas will come from is not certain.
We're in the same boat as every other utility in the state. We're keeping our fingers crossed. We're looking to the governor for her leadership. We're certainly looking to the legislature for major policy initiatives that will help bring natural gas to South Central. Every other utility is looking at what are we going to do for natural gas in order to power our generation facilities.
Carter says MEA's priority is local power generation. At present, MEA buys its power from Chugach Electric under a contract that sunsets in 2014. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.